You're concerning NATO at a security conference in Munich.
Several NATO allies have insisted that Ukraine and Europe must not be cut out of any peace negotiations after US President Donald Trump signaled that he would hold talks soon with Russian President Vladimir Putin. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte told reporters at the conference,
"So we have here at this moment almost the whole foreign policy team out of the US. So whenever Europeans are saying we want to be consulted, they are here."
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. has the power to stop Putin. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at srnews.com, debris flows brought on by one of the strongest atmospheric rivers in a season swept a car off a Southern California highway and into the ocean. It left roads submerged in sludge also.
How appropriate that is, because he's effectively declaring war on the big bureaucracy.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on the Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, a federal agency spends billions on illegal immigrants.
During the Biden administration, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reportedly increased grants for illegal immigrants, spending more than $22 billion in taxpayer money on grants used for vehicles, home loans, and startup businesses. According to the New York Post, auditors from Open the Books found that the agency's Office of Refugee Resettlement handed out $22.6 billion to a host of nonprofits, with $10 billion being awarded in 2023 alone. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow losing 116 points, the NASDAQ ahead 56. This is SRN News. A new study reveals who Generation Z trusts.
The Barna Group has been asking teens and young adults who they take their spiritual questions to, and the answer is mom and dad. Gen Z go to their parents with spiritual concerns before they consult their pastor, their youth minister, or their friends. And when you break the data down, the poll shows that mom is the one young people are most likely to approach with spiritual questions, outpacing dad 53% to 35%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than two dozen liberal religious groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Trump administration move giving immigration agents more leeway to make arrests at houses of worship. The plaintiffs claim that this infringes on their religious freedom and their ability to minister to illegal immigrants. The plaintiffs range from the Mennonites to the Union for Reform Judaism. This is SRN News. At a news conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the United States has the power to stop Russian President Putin.
The United States is in the top, yes, and they can stop any evil. And they, in this case, they have to be on the side of us because they attacked us.
Zelensky says he will only agree to meet in person with Putin after a common plan is negotiated with President Trump. Zelensky believes Mr. Trump is the key to ending the conflict. He spoke Friday to the Munich Security Conference. Zelensky will be meeting with U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance. Many observers are hoping Vance will shed some light on Trump's ideas for a negotiated settlement to end this war. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.